this meeting to order on the Committee on Oversight at 5:04 p.m. In room 420 on the fourth floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving into agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Alvarez?
Present.
Senator Collins?
Present.
Senator Five?
Present.
Senator Graham?
Absent and excused.
Senator Hughes?
Present.
Speaker Martinez?
Absent, excused.
Senator Mata?
Present.
Senator McKinney?
Present.
Collins, present.
Moving into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll be moving into agenda item 4. I'm seeking a motion to approve line D. Senator McKinney?
I move to approve the minutes from October 5th, 2018 through unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing as there's no dissent, motion passes. Moving into agenda item 5, reports. We will now hear from Secretary of the Senate, Andrea Godoy.
I just have one quick update for you. Raul sent out an email over the listserv about ADA accessibility training. Since you guys are chairs and are constantly uploading media to the website, I would highly recommend that you take the training. I will also have the secretaries attend that as well.
All right, moving into agenda item 5B, Speaker Pro Tempore, Senator Hughes. So I just passed the, or like made that agreement so that all the senators could be like held more accountable for mentoring their interns. Besides that, the interns at the last meeting, we went over everything regarding legislation, the difference between resolution, a binding resolution, and a bill. And I allowed them to sign up for the speaker pro tempore and speaker position so that they could play out those roles during Senate meetings. We're also agendizing all our meetings so that they become more familiar with that setup. With that said, moving into agenda item 5C, Committee on Academics, Senator Collins.
So this week we just had our meeting today. We first started off by going through just like updates like on like the liaison positions that were assigned, and Senator Hughes and Senator Sewell spoke with the provost, and they're hoping to have the provost like talk about the strategic and master plan that they have set. Senator Amaya and Senator Hudson spoke with libraries, and they want to work on promoting like all the services that the library has. Senator Wilde and Senator Sewell spoke with the help centers and tutoring. They talked about a lot of the things that they discussed when they met with them. For example, the academic success fee. They're talking about how they need more money, and they pointed out the fact that graduate students don't pay the academic success fee like undergrad students do, so they're going to possibly talk with GSA. And then Senator Wilde wants to write a resolution to update academic success fees since they haven't been updated in like 10 years. And then we had the piece of legislation on the table today, which was the Latin honors. And we decided as a committee to table it. We're not going to send it to Senate. It was pretty clear that none of us really liked it. So we're going to go talk with our deans because all the deans supported the new criteria. So we're just going to see what the deans have to say about it and why they wanted it. And then from there, the piece of legislation will either die or we'll create a new piece of legislation saying we don't support the criteria and
Are there any questions for Senator Collins? Senator Mata.
We actually just had the Dean of Libraries in our meeting today, and she said that she would love to work with ASUN on extending the hours. And she already has a couple of plans and a couple of outreach ideas that we talked about today. So Senator Wilde and Senator Clemens are going to be emailing her to make a meeting time. And then they were also wondering if your liaisons for the libraries would like to be meeting time.
Senator Collins?
Yeah, for sure. I discussed with them today. So President Jackson and I met with Kathleen Ray, the Dean of Libraries, over the summer. And we discussed the extending the hours around the finals time, just to see like, are students gonna be attending this? Like, it would kind of just be like a test run. And just because we weren't sure if it's even going to like work or if students going to go. And so she proposed the idea that ASUN funds it. So we need security guards, stuff like that. And so they sent over like how much it would all cost for like security guards, employees, all that. And it ended up being a lot of money for ASUN to fund. And we would only fund it for those 6 weeks. And if it was successful, then the library would continue to fund it and we would stop funding it. That's only if it was successful. And I talked with Dr. Beattie, and with the ASUN like budget cut that's coming, it just doesn't look feasible for us to like fund it, and they won't compromise and help us like do half and half. And so I don't really know if like extending the library hours are like in the future anytime soon. So that's just kind of what we discussed today.
Going off of that, I actually already heard back from my dean, the College of Engineering Senators. For the record, at 5:08, Senator Grant entered the conversation. Okay. So he actually emailed us back already, and he, like, Dean Maragaki said that he didn't agree with the proposal. So I don't know. I'll get more information on that on Monday. But I think that's interesting because we were told that all of them did. So, Senator Collins.
From my understanding, I don't know what every dean said, but it was Provost Carmen said that a majority of the deans agreed with it, so they just like they assumed that all deans supported them. So that was like their decision.
Awesome. Yeah. With that said, I know that the Committee on Academics is looking for one person in each college to contact their deans in regards to the Latin honors, just to get their opinion on it. So since we do have representation from a few different colleges right now, that would be awesome. Senator Alvarez.
I've actually spoken to Dean Al from the College of Journalism, and he wasn't entirely informed of the changes that would be being made and like how consistent it would be in the turnover rate, so he was a little confused about it, because he looked at me, he's like, you have more information than I do about it at the moment. So he wants to go back to the all the deans with Provost Carmen and really talk about whether or not this would be beneficial for the College of Journalism.
Yeah, that's great. Are there any further questions for Senator Collins or points of discussion? Senator Mata?
Is there any way that we can send this to Faculty Senate for them to talk about this?
The legislation? Mm-hmm. Senator Alvarez?
Through the chair to Senator Mata. Apparently, according to my dean, Dean Stavinsky, that Faculty Senate was already passed through it, through Latin Honors.
We could definitely look into that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll now be moving into agenda item D, Chair for Committee on Budget and Finance, Senator Grant. Senator Grant, do you have anything on your committee, a report?
Just continuing on financial reviews. I think we have about seven more until we are completed with all the accounts in the budget. That's all I got.
Are there any questions for Senator Grant? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 5E, Chair for Committee on Civic Engagement, Senator File.
Hi guys, can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so this week we did not have a meeting, but last week we decided on our October event of the month, but unfortunately it falls on elect all people. So I've decided that we're not gonna have one for the month and it's gonna be canceled just because I wanna really push everyone going to that. Because still civic engagement. That's about it. And then we'll have a meeting next week. And yeah.
Are there any questions for Senator File? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 5F, Chair for Committee on Government Operations, Senator McKinney.
So we have a meeting next Wednesday at 9 a.m. in the Real Aid and Senate Chambers. I'm going to talk to my committee about that. I want all my committee members within the next month to have an update to the SAS and get ready to sit down and write a piece of legislation on it. There's a lot of updates to be made, so it's not too hard to make an update to it. Other than that, working on a bill to start a constitution change for amending the pronouns within the constitution. On the table this week is a binding resolution to update the rules of the Senate to eliminate gender pronouns, and I am talking to facilities about writing a resolution that every programming event or ASU and held event facilities will have recycling bins at them if they currently do not.
Perfect. Are there any questions for Senator McKinney? All right, moving into agenda item 5G, Chair for Committee on Public Affairs, Senator Alvarez.
Right now, we're just trying to make sure that all the ballot initiatives have a resolution to it. If not all, at least majority of them, because I know some of them are a little complex. And we're also just working on the Veterans Luncheon still. And we're now adding the flag retirement ceremony on top of that. So I'll have updates for that next meeting.
Are there any questions for Senator Alvarez? All right, moving into agenda item 5H, Chair for Committee on University Affairs, Senator Mata.
We had a meeting today, talked to the Dean of Libraries. She had a couple of things that she wanted us to outreach on if we could, which is basically just all of the research tools that they have in the libraries, like the people that are like in charge of like each major. Like if you go onto the website and you like look up the researchers, they'll tell you like you can just like, there's a chat open and everything when the libraries are open, so you can just like talk to them and like say like, hey, I'm writing a paper on this and I would like help on it, and they'll answer you because that's what they're doing with their day. So she wanted us to outreach on that, and just also she wanted us to talk to our professors if we could about Web Campus, because that is actually also a part of the libraries. So if they need to make any updates to it, or if teachers need help like figuring out how to use it, they can just email them and they will help them immediately, basically. Other than that, looking into parking more, I'm going to try to get to some more people to comment on it, on like how parking works for them. And if it's as bad as it seems, then I'm going to go to Parking and Transportation and invite them to a Senate meeting. Further than that, I was thinking of basically drafting a petition to get students to sign it, basically saying that parking and transportation is insufficient in these categories, and going around to get people to sign it, and then I'm also going to have another petition if they say parking is fine and I don't want it to change. I want them to sign that one too, because I want as many voices heard on this, since it's a pretty big issue that's been coming forward to ASUN. The university in the Sagebrush, I don't know if you guys read that article, it turns out the university is under 7 different investigations on ADA codes, and so far what they've come up with is just, we are not meeting the codes in many different departments, and the university hasn't done anything about it. So I was also thinking of drafting a resolution with my committee, basically saying that we want these to be looked into, and we would like a plan by this time.
Are there any questions for Senator Monta? Senator McKinney?
That's something I like want to help with, so if I can be looped into that, that'd be great.
I think that's great. I really like the petition idea. I think that's a great way to like get quantifiable evidence on a, yeah, okay. Then moving into agenda item 5A, Chair for Committee on Oversight, Speaker Martinez. I don't have a whole lot from him. I do know that he wants like Senate as a whole to start focusing on what our legacy is going to be as a Senate body. So just kind of like keep that in mind, especially with regards to your committees. I'm sure that he'll be bringing that up at Senate shortly. Are there any questions? All right, moving into agenda item 8, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, I'll moving into agenda item 9, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 5:18 p.m.